Last week, President, U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the Paris Climate Accord, an agreement he says would cost America millions of jobs and trillions of dollars. In your opinion, are his reasons valid and enough to justify the extreme measures he has gone?
Yeah, so good that we're focusing on this a bit today, Ernest. This is a climate insert to your show, and this is a massive, massive issue. There really shouldn't be any surprises around this. He did, and he was very open about it during his campaign, and he's doing exactly what he said he would do. But people knew this, and they voted for him, and now he is the president, and he has exercised his executive rights. But the worst part of it is that from the reasons he has given us and the statistics he has used to justify his decision, it is very, very clear that he hasn't taken any time to really understand the provisions of the Paris Agreement, nor, more importantly, the implications of him extracting the United States from that accord. So just so we're clear about this accord, last year in Paris, after 20 years of negotiations and 195 countries reaching an agreement, the entire world basically, except for Syria and Nicaragua, who weren't happy that the developed countries were not taking on enough responsibility, they agreed to reduce their carbon emissions to ensure that global temperatures could be kept below that critical 2 degrees Celsius threshold, above which scientists have warned us continuously that would lead to irreversible and catastrophic climate change. Donald Trump basically took 20 years of painstaking negotiations and flushed it down the toilet. And he withdrew the second biggest emitter from the table, and based on a very, very narrow view that he believes that this was not a good deal for the United States. He said that the agreement would cost the U.S. economy over $3 trillion and over 6 million jobs, numbers that can neither be verified and have been cherry-picked out of studies without any validation. Firstly, the real truth is that this agreement, Ernest, is totally voluntary. Let's just get that straight. And the target that was set, 25 to 28% reduction by 2025 for the United States, was set by the United States, and it's very attainable. And while the rest of the world is embracing the renewable clean energy revolution that is seeing really the cost of this technology driven down annually, and that's attracting an exponentially increasing number of jobs each year, Donald Trump has just single-handedly taken the United States of America back to the dark ages by making fossil fuels great again, to use his language. The real reason behind Trump's decision, however, is that he is a climate denier. He has confessed to be a climate denier, and he's based his entire opinion and to extract America out of this because of his devotion to conspiracy theory, because of Steve Bannon and Scott Pruitt, who is the head of the Environmental Protection Agency over there. He spent no time trying to understand the science nor the economics of climate change, and I believe, Ernest, Donald Trump is in for a massive shock, because I think there's going to be a huge backlash.